This Sunday, April 14th, runners will take to the trails and streets of Fayetteville during the 37th annual Hogeye Marathon. The Hogeye was once considered one of the toughest courses in the country, but has changed much over the years, this year being the least hilly than ever before. Runners may also now run a half marathon or participate in a 5K. Also relatively new is the Hogeye Kids Marathon. Saturday, young runners will have the chance to compete as well. No worries, though. Kids will not be running a full marathon on Saturday. As Stephanie Youngmeyer, co-founder of the Hogeye Kids, explains, it is a marathon over time.
Because a full marathon is 26.2 miles. So what they do is they log 25 miles before the race, and then they run their final mile at the race. And so they have to have all of their 25 miles done and documented by April the 12th. So they have a long period of time, you know, to be able to log their miles.
Kids can begin logging miles at the first of the year. Youngmeyer is also the coach of a girls' running club at Washington Elementary School. As a co-founder of the event, she says they wanted to get kids involved through the public schools. More on that in a bit. The club meets after school on Mondays as part of the after-school program. Once the girls have had their snack, changed clothes, and managed to settle down a bit, Youngmeyer goes around and asks the girls, individually, how much they ran the week before. Any sort of physical activity counts toward mileage. Bike riding, tag, soccer practice, swim team, baseball practice.
That's the amount that you were supposed to run for last week. And then this week we'll run at least 1 mile, maybe 2 miles today, and then I'll have you run 2 more miles this week. Is that good? All right. Okay, Kieran, how much did you run this past week?
About 2 miles.
Two? Okay, great.
At Walker Park.
That you did over spring break. How much did you run?
1 mile.
1 mile over the... I bet you ran a little bit more than 1 mile, don't you think? Over the whole... Okay, Brady, what about you? Did you do any running over spring break?
I ran 1.5 miles.
This is the third year for the Hogeye Kids Marathon, loosely modeled after a race in Little Rock. Youngmeyer and her husband admired the charity aspect of the Hogeye and approached the organizers with this idea to get the kids involved.
We are reaching out to kids, trying to get the children involved in a sustained program of exercise. That's why it's important that it's a marathon over time, because they're not just going out to run one race one afternoon. It's something that we're trying to get them to do every day or at least several times a week.
The hope is that the kids will continue after the race, exercise becoming a habit so they can go on to live healthier lives. Youngmeyer also tries to teach the kids about healthy eating. She also asks the girls about things they've been eating at the beginning of
today
every meeting.
Today for lunch, I ate peaches and what was it? Celery.
Celery and peaches. That is healthy. That's good. Did you eat some healthy stuff, Karen?
Oranges and broccoli.
Broccoli and oranges. That's good. Healthier when you're running, right? So I'm proud of y'all for eating some healthy.
They reached out through the major schools in Northwest Arkansas. By bringing it into the schools, they eliminated one major barrier, cost.
That was one of the big requirements of bringing it into the school. Actually, when we sat down with Fayetteville Public Schools, they said in order to put it in the schools, it has to be accessible for everyone. It can't just be for those who can pay to attend. We have a very low entry fee. We also give a discount for siblings, so if a family has more than one child. And then also we have a lot of sponsors, so we offer scholarships. And so every child who wants to participate can.
And for those that can't afford running shoes, the PTA has been happy to help. Some of the Washington girls wear matching purple and green tennies. School participation also means help from the physical education classes. Some parents may not have the time to track their kids' miles, or perhaps aren't physically able to encourage. Though, of course, they're welcome to take the lead. It was time to get started. Youngmeyer teaches them the importance of stretching and warming up.
That sounds like fun. Let's do some stretching, okay? Okay.
Oh, tired.
Now our skips.
They're really skips. Yeah.
The big skips.
Okay.
The Monday I visited was incredibly cold, keeping the girls inside for their run. Luckily, they had a route planned out.
We're going to go from here. We usually get to run outside, right?
Yeah.
This it's too cold.
But it's so cold.
And I'm wearing shorts.
And I'm wearing shorts.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna run down this hallway right here, touch the wall. Ground wall.
We did that last time.
And then we're gonna come down those stairs by the kindergarten rooms. Okay? Run all the way down, first level down to the stairs at that end, then up the stairs, and then back to here. And then down,
just keep on
up. Down, up. So we'll have two sets of stairs. Okay? Now, remember what I told y'all? 8 times is 1 mile.
Okay. You could tell the girls were excited to run where they're normally told to walk and to slow down. I tried to run with them, but the sound wasn't very good. You know, carrying a large microphone and running.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
I asked the girls what it is they like about running.
I like running because it's just fun to do and you can never get tired of it. Like, because you probably do it every day, just playing tag or being in PE, and walking home would also be exercising. So I like just running because it's fun.
I think it's actually fun because you could play like tag and you'd be running, but you'd be having fun, but also exercising.
Does running club kind of prepare you for games like tag?
Mm-hmm, because it makes you faster.
I like running because, like, if you're mad or something, you can just kind of run it off, and you won't end up using violence or anything, and you can just kind of get your feelings out by running. And I also like running because it's kind of, yeah, it's relaxing and it's very calming in a way.
The Hawkeye Kids Marathon is open to boys too, and to all regional school districts. There are no prizes, really. Participants receive awards like water bottles or socks from event sponsors for reaching certain mile points. But there is no blue ribbon for crossing the finish line first. However, they do give out spirit awards for the school that brings the most children. Last year, Monterey Elementary in Springdale won with over 100 kids. Youngmeyer has seen the excitement of the kids grow over the last few years.
Because it's they take a lot of pride in it, you know, because they have to build up this mileage. It's not just something they go out and do one day. So we have heard of a lot of kids, you know, who really get excited about it. And then those kids kind of spread the word, and then other kids get involved, and they get their friends, and so, you know, it's been neat to see it grow. It's grown so much since our first year.
That first year, they had 100 kids. Last year, the second year, they had 400. And this year, when Youngmeyer and I spoke, there were 600 kids registered. They've also added a Hawkeye Junior Run this year for grades 6 through 8.
I think that everybody will do great if they believe in themselves and they run their heart out. Yeah. They'll be strong and healthy.
Yeah. I agree.
For more information on the Hawkeye Kids, Hawkeye Junior, and Hawkeye Marathon, visit HawkeyeMarathon.com. This is Ozarks at Large.